We are up to Siman Tuf Resh Nun, the Shiurim of Hadas, the Arav, and the Lulav, and that's what we'll be doing today. Sif Aleph. Shir Hadas V'Arav Gimel Tfachim. The Shir V'Hadas Ne'Arav would be 3 Tfachim. The Shidro Shel Lulav Dalet Tfachim. And the Shir of the Shidro of the Lulav would be 4 Tfachim. Kedei Shei Shidro Shel Lulav Yotzi Min Hadas Tefach. The Mishnah says that the Shir of a Lulav is 3 Tfachim and Kedei Lana Ne'abo. And the Gemara explains that you need an extra tefach that's going to shake above the hadasim and the aravis. So the lulav has to be 4 tefachim. That one tefach should be above the hadasim and the aravis. Many hold that that is dafka, that the extra tefach has to be above the hadasim and aravis, so that if you tie the hadasim and the aravis higher up in the lulav, you need an extra tefach than above that of lulav for your shear. Now, what are we measuring? The Shidra of the Lulav. And the Mishnah Berura speaks out, the same with the Hadas and the Arava. We're talking about the wood of the Hadas and the wood of the Arava. The green does not count. Now, getting back to the Shidra of the Lulav, that means you don't count from the leaves, but you count from the last intersection, the last junction where leaves are coming out of. So you need 4 Tfachim there. Now, the Mashmos of the Gemara is that these tfachim may not be regular tfachim. It could be that we're talking about smaller tfachim than normal. So the Machaber brings 3 different shitas as to what kind of tfachim we're talking about. So let's go through them one at a time. The first shita is ba'ama bashei tfachim, an ama of 5 tfachim. We know that there are 2 kinds of amas. There are big ones and small ones. They were used to measure the different things in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. There's an Amas HaBinyan and an Amas HaKelim. So you take an Amah of 5 Tfachim, Aseo Savov, and you divide that into 6. Meaning the Tfachim that Chazal were talking about here were not really Tfachim. They were, if you take an Amah of 5 Tfachim and divide that into 6, then each one of those 6s is going to be called a Tefach. Say mehem gimel hadas, 3 of them are for hadas. Now, let's understand exactly what that means. A tefach is made of 4 godlim. A godl is the width of a thumb. So a tefach is 4 godlim. If you take 5 tefachim, which is 20 godlim, divide that by 6, what you get is 3, which will give you 18, and another 2, in other words, and another 1/3. So you get 3 1/3 godlim for each tefach. So what did we do? A regular tefach is 4 godlin. But since this is a special tefach, it is a tefach that is obtained by taking a 5 tefach amma and dividing it into 6, and each one of those is considered a tefach. So a tefach then is 3 1/3 godlin. So if you need 3 tefachim for the hadas and the arava, 3 times 3 1/3 gives you 10, says the Machaber. Seimeyem gimel hadas, take 3 of them for your hadas. Nimtze shir hadas v'arava tfachayim u'mechza shehem yud godlin. 10 godlin, which are a regular 2 1/2 tfachim, because a regular tefach, we said, was 4. So 2 1/2 make 10. How about the lulav? The lulav, we said, needed an additional tefach. So if you take 4 of these 3 1/3 godl tfachim, what do you get? You get 12 4/3, or you get 13 1/3. Vashir Shidro Shalulav, Yud Gimel Godlim Ushlich Shgodl. So the size of a lulav would end up being 13 1/3. That is the first shita. So according to the first shita, what we're doing is we're taking an amma of 5 tfachim, dividing it by 6, which gives us a tefach of 3 1/3 godlin, and then we go and we give 10 of them for the hadas and the arava, 13 1/3 for the lulav. The second shita says, the Yeshmi Sha'omer Shashir Shidru Shalulav Yuddalid Golden. The second Shita says that true, the Hadas and the Arava are 10 Golden. The Lulav's first 3 Tfachim are also 10 Golden. But that added Tefach that a Lulav's going to have above the Hadas and the Arava, that is a regular 4 Golden Tefach, which is why you need 14. So the second Shita and the first agree on the Shir of the Hadas and the Arava. They only argue over that extra tefach that a lulav has to have above them. Is that also a 3 1/3 godel tefach, or is that a 4 godel tefach? The Yeshomim, the third shita, Shashir Hadas Varava Yudbeis Godlin, regular standard tefach, 4 godlin per tefach, 3 tefachim would be 12, v'shidrash shalulav tezayin godlin, a lulav which is four tfachim would be 16 godlin. Says the Ramah, v'chein noagim lechatchila, that's what you're supposed to do lechatchila. B'diyeved, the Mishnah Berurah says, you could be makel all the way up to the very first shita, which is 13 and a third for the lulav, and the hadas and the arava 10. Mishnah Berurah brings al pi sod from the Tolas Yaakov, that the shidra should be facing your face, and the front of the lulav should be outside. In other words, the way the lulav works is that the leaves face one direction, the leaves are such that the sides are coming towards the middle. Whereas in the other direction, it's more this is convex. The other side is more concave. The side that's facing you should be the convex one, not the concave one, and that's in front of you. The concave is to the front. Sivbeis elem shir lamala. They're allowed to be as long as you want. The Yeshmi Shomer, Shafilo Hosav Baruch Hadas Varava Kama, Tzara Sheetz Yishidr Shalul of Lamala Mem Tefach. There's a daya that the Hadas and the Arava must always be one Tefach shorter than the Lulav, so that if you have enormous Hadasim and Aravas, the Lulav has to be one Tefach higher than them.